So here we go into not only a new year, but a new decade. Decade 3 of the 21st century, to be precise. I've been blogging for more than half of the last year of the last decade, because that's what my SEO person said I must do to maximize my search engine optimization capabilities. I have no idea what that means. But I think it's something to do with the way Mr. Google works, my interpretation of which is that writing blogs partly perpetuates all things to do with me, Greg Marston, international voiceover, across the interweb, thereby making me and what I do more easily accessible to the web bots and for people, mostly potential clients, to find me and take advantage of the vocal services I offer directly. Greg asks, Sir SEO, if that's about right. Sir SEO rolls his eyes, mumbles and says, just write stuff, Greg, it's good for you and your website. So I have no idea whatsoever who, if anyone, has ever read any of the 17 blogs posted since March 2019, and certainly I've never had anyone comment or email me about their content. Of course, I sure hope someone, somewhere, has read one or two of my writings, maybe managed to get a handle on and laugh out of my sense of humour, or as my dear dad might have put it, sense of the ridiculous, and perhaps even agreed with a few things scrawled therein. I thought, therefore, that if there is anyone out there reading this particular blog, you might like to know some of my favourite, and possibly not so favourite, things. The Beatles, and popular music in general, including, but not exclusively, jazz, rock, light, heavy, and some forms of metal, pop, indie, punk, new wave, bit of grunge, and various other forms of what I call accessible music. To say I love music would be the understatement of my existence. Music is my passion and what drives me, although, ironically, I rarely listen to any music except when on a reasonably long journey in the car or when watching something with a good soundtrack. Which brings me nicely to the next two favourite things, movies and driving. I virtually never watch TV, instead opting to hop around YouTube, taking in all manner of short clips of interest, which could be anything from those silly, cute kitten-type clips to short-form documentaries, latest gadgets developments, hi-fi, succinct bios, new information on various old subjects, etc. And I don't go to the movies, as there are far too many people apparently happy to pay to see a film only to spend some two or so hours texting, emailing on their phones, talking to whoever they're with, eating very loudly, coughing, sneezing, getting up to go to the bathroom or foyer ad infinitum. So I'm content to sit in front of my stupidly large LG screen and take in Apple, Netflix or Amazon programs, of which there are surely enough to last a lifetime. And then there's driving, touring, cruising, call it what you will. Every chance which comes along to get out and hit the highway, be it as far north as Scotland, down to deepest Devon and Cornwall, or even coasting to the east coast, I live in the west, I'm out of here. Though, on average, I usually find myself behind the wheel about every 10 days or so. So having started 2020 with positives, there are a few things I dislike. Groups of pedestrians walking five abreast on narrow pavements and expecting you to go round them, and similar scenarios. Badly parked cars, sudden loud noises right next to you, cyclists barreling past you at speed whilst you're walking on the pavement within a few millimetres and not giving any warning of their approach. The colour incarnadine, flies, capers, bullying, cruelty, time-wasting, starfruit. Sure, some of the items on that list are more realistic and important than others, but it gives you, dear reader of this blog, more of a flavour of the bloke who calls himself Greg Marston. Hello to you.